The Three Wishes, an old folk tale, read by Barbara Hansel. In a little house in the woods, there once lived a little old man and a little old woman. The little old man was a wood chopper. Every day he cut down big trees in the woods and chopped them into firewood. When he had cut enough firewood to fill his cart, he would hitch his old gray donkey to his cart and haul the load of wood to town and sell it. One evening, as he was driving his empty cart from town, he saw a man lying beside the road. The little old man stopped his donkey and got down from his cart to see what was the matter. The man beside the road was lying very still. His eyes were closed, and there was a big bump on his head where something had hit him. "Oh, dear, dear," said the little old man when he saw that the stranger was hurt. "Robbers must have waylaid this poor stranger." Just then the man opened his eyes. "What has happened, kind sir," asked the little old man, "that you lie beside the road and have a big bump on your head?" "Robbers waylaid me," said the stranger. "They took my horse, and they took all my money, and then they hit me on the head with a big club and ran away. That is why I lie beside the road and have a big bump on my head, for they hurt me sorely." "What a dreadful thing," said the little old man. "But we will soon fix you up and make you very well again." And the little old man lifted the hurt stranger into his cart very, very gently, and drove slowly home with him. When he reached home, it was almost dark. The little old woman saw her husband carrying the stranger into the house, and she said, "What have you there, old man?" "It is a poor stranger who is lying beside the road," replied the little old man. "Robbers waylaid him and took his horse and all his money. Then they hit him with a big club and ran away, and he lay beside the road until I found him, for they hurt him sorely." "What a dreadful thing," cried the little old woman. "We must take good care of him and make him well again." And she bustled about, turning down the covers and making ready their best bed. Soon the poor hurt stranger was lying in the big soft bed instead of beside the hard road. The little old woman gave him some medicine and bandaged the big bump on his head, and he fell asleep. When morning came and the stranger woke up, he was feeling ever so much better. The little old woman and the little old man were glad to see that he was better, and they gave him a good breakfast. After he had eaten that, the stranger felt better than ever. "I feel so much better," said he, "that I must put on my clothes and walk about a little." So he got up and put on his clothes, and he walked about the dooryard. And after he had walked about a little, he felt so well and strong that he said, "I am feeling well and strong again, and I must now continue my journey." When the little old lady heard him say this, she fixed the stranger a fine lunch to carry with him. And the little old man gave the stranger his best cane to help him over the rough roads. Their kindness made the stranger very happy, and he said to them, "I thank you kindly, my fine people, but for you I might still be lying beside the hard road. And so, for your kindness to a poor stranger, I am going to reward you." "Oh, no, no," said the little old woman and the little old man, "we did not help you for the sake of any reward." "Therefore you deserve it all the more," said the stranger with a smile. "One thing the robbers did not take from me, and so I give it to you." And he held out a little brown nut. "What a fine little nut," said the little old man. It looked just like any ordinary nut, but he did not want to hurt the stranger's feelings by saying so. "Ah, it is a wonderful nut," the stranger said. "It was given to me long ago by a very wise man, and whoever owns it will have his first three wishes fulfilled. But after three wishes are made, the nut will lose its magic power. So think well before you wish." And the stranger gave the little brown nut to the little old man and the little old woman. Then he walked away to continue his journey. "What a wonderful reward!" exclaimed the little old woman. "Just think, we can make three wishes for anything we like and have them come true. We can become the richest people in the world and live in a fine palace," said the little old man, "and we can wear new clothes every day." "But "We have always been happy, living just as we are," said the little old woman wisely. "We must be very careful and wish only for the best, or we may not care for what we get after we get it. So let us think carefully and choose only the best." "Very well," said her husband. "Let us put the nut up on the shelf over the fireplace and this evening make our wishes." So the little old man and the little old woman put the little brown nut up on the shelf over the fireplace and set about their work. And as they worked all through the day, they kept thinking about the three wishes. They thought of many things to wish for, but each time they would think of something that seemed better and change their minds. That evening when they sat down to supper, they did not eat much for thinking of the three wishes. At last, when the supper dishes were all washed and put away, the little old man and the little old woman sat down before the fireplace to use their three wishes. "We might wish for a fine palace and lots of servants to wait upon us," said the little old man. "And we might wish for much money so that we would never have to work any more," said the little old woman. "And we might wish for a fine coach with 8 big white horses to draw it," said the little old man. "And we might wish for fine clothes and jewels to wear when we ride out to see the world," said the little old woman. "Goodness, I hardly know what to wish for," cried the little old man. "Gracious, I don't either," cried the little old woman. So they talked on and thought of many things they might get with the three wishes, but never a thing could they agree upon. Presently it began to get late. The little old man began to feel hungry, for he had eaten very little supper for thinking of the three wishes. So now, being hungry, he stopped thinking about the three wishes and began to think about something to eat. And then, not noticing what he was doing, and almost before he knew it, he said, "I wish I had a nice pan of sausages." And in the twinkling of an eye, there was a pan of sausages before him, sizzling on the coals of the fire. The little old woman was very much surprised. "Why, old man," she cried, "you've used one of the three wishes just to wish for a pan of sausages." And the little old man stared in wonder, for so he had. Then the little old woman began to grow angry. "You wished for sausages, when you might have wished for all the money in the world," she exclaimed. And then before she knew it, she said, "You old fool, I wish your pan of sausages was fastened to your long nose." And there, in all the twinkling of an eye, the pan of sausages was fastened to the little old man's long nose. A big brass ring ran right through the middle of his long nose, and from it the pan of sausages hung by a chain. "Oh, oh," shouted the little old man, "now see what you've done. You've used up the second wish, just to hang a pan of sausages from my nose." And the little old woman stared in wonder, for so she had. When she saw what she had done, she was no longer angry, but sorry. "Oh, dear, dear," said she, "what dreadful thing have I done?" And she tenderly lifted the pan of sausages and set it on a stool beside her little old man, so that it would not hang so heavily from his long nose. "Well, anyway," said the little old woman, "we still have one wish left. With it, we can surely wish for all the gold and jewels and fine clothes we need to make us rich for the rest of our days." "Gold, say you, jewels and fine clothes?" cried the little old man. "What good can they ever do me if for the rest of my days I must have a big brass ring through my nose and a heavy pan of sausages hanging from it?" "That is very true," mourned the little old woman, sadder than ever. So she thought the matter over and thought of what she had done and felt so sorry that the tears ran down her cheeks. And as for the little old man, he just sat, looking sadly at the pan of sausages hung from his nose and wondering how he could ever get rid of it. All at once, the little old woman brightened up. "We were never unhappy before. when we had no thought of riches and jewels and fine clothes, she said. And we can be just as happy again, even if we never get them. That is very true, said the old man sadly, for the big brass ring was hurting his long nose. I was much happier before I ever thought of having three wishes, for then I never had a pan of sausages hung from my nose. Then we will just wish the pan of sausages off your nose with the third wish, said the little old woman. And then we shall be just as happy as we were before. That's the very thing, exclaimed the little old man. If we are happy, what reason will there be for us to make wishes? So together they wished the pan of sausages off the old man's nose. And at once, in the twinkling of an eye, there was the pan of sausages sizzling over the hot coals again. The big brass ring through the little old man's long nose had disappeared entirely, and the chain also. The little old man rubbed his long nose happily, and then he laughed merrily, because he was so glad that the pan of sausages was no longer hanging from it. And the little old woman laughed also, because everything had ended so well. So the little old woman and the little old man laughed together long and heartily, and then they ate the sausages that were sizzling in the pan upon the coals. And they lived together happily forever after, contented with what they had. Nor did they ever feel sad because they had only got a pan of sausages with their three wishes. For you see, the sausages had tasted wonderfully good to them. This was The Three Wishes, read by Barbara Hansel.